on your expectation of difference. I have said we should deal with it. Now, how to deal with it? There are different ways. One is certainly to get the expectations down. You have to work on your expectations and become realistic. But I don't think it should mean to break the therapeutical agreement. 16 rounds is absolutely nishta for a spiritually minded person. We may have so many unspiritual people in the Hare Krishna movement, but 16 rounds is absolutely nothing if going back to Godhead is important for you. If you lose this goal out of sight, I know, then 16 rounds are at a torture. But with the goal in mind, it's a, yes, Hare Krishna, please accept me myself. Oh, in your service, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna, please. And already 16 rounds are gone. What happened? You lose your motivation. It's difficult. Therefore, it is said in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, a chanter must always meditate upon the meaning of the mantra. You must, what is the meaning of this? Please engage me in your service. Please accept me. Yeah, so, but there are some unrealistic expectations which definitely must come down. Like the expectation, I will be a pure devotee. There are some who suffer very much in the Grihastha ashram. At one side, they want to be free from attraction to the opposite sex, but they notice they are full of attraction, and they feel, oh, I'm guilty. Yes, I'm lower than the straw in the street, and they sometimes even become angry at their wives or at their men. Oh, you are the cause of my attraction, and they have an impossible thing. Now they should come down and see how they can keep the regulative principles and still associate with each other. In a way so that they are peaceful in their minds. So, I think the unrealistic expectations must go down. But we should not put down the spiritual process which can help us to become good devotees. Oh, Krishna. Who would have ever imagined that we would ask such questions? This means the Hare Krishna movement is in transition. Something is going on. And I feel it is something good which goes on because the unrealistic things go down. Yeah. Adya.
Maharaj, you said that you can see us.
From my room.
So, what could you do with this information? Could you come and say, oh, Adya, you are so large a chanter. What could be with this information? Should I come to you and say, Maharaj, what?
What to do with the information? I think this is a question which must be answered with a pedagogical mind. A teacher can only teach on what the student can understand and accept. If he tells something which is beyond the student, he is not a good teacher. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says the vice should not disrupt the mind of the materially attached. That is what Krishna he says. So it also holds true with the disciples when when the disciple doesn't, is not ready to hear these things, then it's not good to tell him things which rises him up. But when a devotee is very eager to hear, then you will definitely tell the devotee. Isn't it like this in all preaching? You know when people come to you, and you know what they can hear and what they cannot hear. Isn't it? It's the same in when we guide devotees. And I personally think this is not something dramatic or tragic. I personally think it is something very natural, that at certain things, at times, we cannot hear things. It is just the human condition. I had this happening when one devotee invited me to visit the center of his parents. This devotee is from America, but he is now in the in England, and he said, "Can you please visit the temple of my parents?" And I said, "But I never come to England." He said, "But why? No one says you should go to England. They are in America, I told you." And I said, "Oh no, I thought because you're in England, you're inviting me to England. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you." So sometimes our mind is so much in something else. Like I was thinking, he's from England, he's now in England, his parents are also in England. So in the same way, a disciple, or by disciple, every one of us is sometimes so much in a certain state of mind that he just can't hear something. And it is nature. We have to accept that we are human beings. It's not wrong to be a human being. So why should it's not a drama if I cannot tell a devotee something. It's just a natural human condition. But of course, it's nice if the devotee makes some advancement. And I see many of my disciples can't hear something at one stage of their life, but 2 years later they come and they can hear very beautifully, better than I have expected. So I feel as we should be, I should not be disappointed with the disciples, nor should the disciples expect something of me which is not realistic at that moment. Tell me all my faults. Then my answer is, I don't think about your faults at this moment. I think that you are so nicely still engaged in Krishna consciousness. It's wonderful. I must say, I was not always like this. And I want to sincerely beg your forgiveness. I sometimes had standards which were unrealistic. For instance, I thought, still remember, no one of my disciples needs to marry. It's the most immature idea which you can imagine. Oh, I'm very sorry for this. And when I think about this, I think I was so much in ignorance. It's good to marry for most of the devotees. They should be encouraged. Hare Krishna. Do you also smell it? But they eat this. This is very unusual. We should all go in the kitchen and say, this is not the right food for. It smells already like going into the hellish planets. What if you eat it? There is Yama Priya who has a question. Maybe we can ask someone some incense. We can put some incense on the thing and then it blows out incense. Yeah, Nirvana, you have everything. I don't know where to put it, but you can do. Yes, you. Yes.
In my spiritual life, I always consider two things the most valuable I would like to achieve, and this is humbleness and compassion. And then, as you made this
graph, yes.
Yeah, because I always wanted to develop the quality of humbleness. I just went for the wrong path, and then seeing the certain anarthas, that everything is happening consciously and unconsciously mixed, and then slowly one day you just wake up completely sick because you develop so much hatred towards yourself. And then in psychology they say, if you don't love yourself, then how you can love others, and at the end how you can love the God.
We are trying our best. This is called covering the facts. Thank you, Moshe Rubi. If you do not love yourself, how can you love anyone else? Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, actually, maybe what is told me how I have to learn this, because I have that feeling for others, but I don't have for myself. But I always have problem how to make this, because I have feeling of guiltiness, like this is something selfish.
If you love yourself,
yes,
yeah.
Then it's so subtle. I don't know how to make this. What actually mean to love yourself and not to become puffed up?
Yeah.
I cannot understand this.
I think I also have heard a lot about this, and I think it's a very, very relevant point. You need to love yourself in order to love others. But it's also a little vague at the same time. What does it mean to love yourself? I think a healthy way of, so to say, loving yourself would be to accept what you are at the moment, and not think you can change that, and engage whatever you have in Krishna's service. Like for instance, let us say a devotee is a little artistically minded. Artists usually are very sensitive people, and sometimes they may not be so good in managing things because they are more in the world of ideas and aesthetic beauty and so on. So, it's a nice. They good. they are very sensitive people also. And I think when one is an artist, one should accept himself like this. This is how I am, and then one should live his life keeping this in mind. I also do this. I'm a person who needs to be alone. It's just I can't function in any other way, and I try to ignore this for a long time. And I noticed I was getting physically sick if I'm always under these high expectations of my person. So nowadays I've noted I sometimes need to be alone, have time for myself, and so on. I think this means loving yourself maybe a little bit. I also don't feel so comfortable with this. But accepting yourself, I think that's a better way of saying it. Because, Shyamapriya, if we are always disturbed because we want to be something else and we live in an unrealistic way, we will not be able to do any service. It's only practical if we accept ourselves. It's highly impractical if we don't accept ourselves. This is how I see it personally. But loving, like going before the mirror, you're wonderful. I can't imagine doing this. I don't know if Madhavi, I think you also have difficulties doing this, isn't it? How will you do this? You're the most beautiful. Really? it sounds materialistic, you know. But accepting yourself may be a better way to say it. You have no other choice, isn't it? Alexander. Yeah. Can you speak a little bit louder? You have to speak from the stomach, then you can speak very loud.
I have one question connected to the topic you were speaking about, the black days.
Yeah.
Something about surrender. And I noticed that sometimes for the very life and the future, it came into the situation where it became some kind of open zone situation without difficulties. And I noticed that in such a situation, can't surrender to it. So my question is how can I put the gas in some difficult situation or responsible situation where the gas has become a
when we are in a comfort zone, we cannot surrender so easily to Krishna. So how should we responsibly put ourselves in a situation which may be a little outside of our comfort zone so that we can surrender to Krishna? I think your word was, your emphasis was responsibly, not that we do something which is totally crazy, yes. I really believe that going out of your comfort zone must be done with accompaniment. Almost like if you climb over a mountain where you have never been, you need a guide. So in the same way, going over your comfort zone in a responsible and not irresponsible and crazy way means you need to be with the instructions of your spiritual master. I take this from Prabhupada's instructions to a devotee, a godbrother of mine. This godbrother wanted to fast during the month of Kartik, and Prabhupada actually and stay away from preaching. Prabhupada said, real austerity is to follow the orders of the spiritual master. So when you want to go out of your going out of the comfort zone is best done when you have an instruction which guides you where exactly to go and how to go about it. I went so long, for instance, on Sankirtan, book distribution, and I must tell you, it was really out of my comfort zone. Book distribution, for me, is the most admirable service. I think we all should do it. I'm still doing it once a year to keep the connection. But it is something where you go, especially when you are like me, out of your comfort zone. And but you can do it if you have the rope of the instructions. I remember a very interesting example. When I prepared for my pilgrimage to the Himalayas, I also climbed mountain with a professional mountain climber. and we went just like this on a mountain. And I went like, do you really think I can do it? And he said, no, no problem. This is degree 5. You can't do degree 9, but degree 5 you can do. Okay, Moshe. So it's easy to come up such a mountain, but it's so difficult to come down, you know, when it goes like, you really don't know how to do it. And he said, it's very easy. I will now give you a rope, and he had a rope on himself, and you will bind it around yourself, and when you fall, I will be there to hold you. Hare Krishna. But because I wanted to come down, I had to accept his proposal. And I said, can we just make a little try, please? Because I'm so afraid. And he said, all right, I stand here and you go over the cliff and you hang in the thing. And it was not as dangerous. It was not a cliff like this, but it was a little bit like this. And so I hang, and he could actually hold me. It was really nice to see that. And then I was jumping down the mountain. I had no worry, because if I would fall, I could be captured. So if you do feel, I felt just feeling the rope, just the feeling of having the rope, just in case that something would happen, helped me really. It was, can you imagine? It was just a feeling. I didn't need the rope. Because you may have the impression that it was very dangerous. It was not very dangerous. You know, degree 5 is easy for everyone. Or whatever it was. I have forgotten, because I forgot numbers. I was preaching to this mountain expert, and we were stopping every hour, and I was preaching for an hour, and then we continued, and he has become a devotee. Had another devotee, young devotee with me, who also was one of the preaching activities which I sometimes do. I noticed also, the same holds true when you are in spiritual life. When you go out of your comfort zone and you really feel, this is a mission of my spiritual master, this is a mission of Prabhupada, you can do wonderful things. Little Syama Priya, who was afraid of so many things in life, was going for weeks on end for distributing books, do you remember? Meeting people who didn't want the books. Just a girl all alone, so many uncivilized Serbians around. Not that the Serbians are especially uncivilized as a people. Germans are much more uncivilized. But, you know, and she could do it because she felt that the order of Prabhupada, of my spiritual master. And she felt she wrote the most greatest glorifications of book distribution. How it is nice, she met this old person and gave him a book, and later she came back and that old person had died, but he had read the book. Such stories, you know. So I feel if you have the instructions of the spiritual master behind our work, then we can do incredible things. Maybe, who speaks Croatian here? In this Ganga Mayi, you speak Croatian. Maybe you can tell them, maybe it's possible to keep the nice smell inside the kitchen for enhancement of the fragrance. Because here are vegetarians and someone has already almost fainted. Just say it very polite. You know, very polite. And if they say, oh, it's not possible, you say, oh, it was only a suggestion for enhancing the smell in the kitchen. You know, in other words, they should remember this as a very nice meeting with you. Yeah? Maybe it's possible. Maybe they like to smell it. And maybe they can open the windows to the guest who will become all eager. Wow, soon the meal is going to come. But for us it's a little heavy, you know. But if it's not possible, no problem. Don't give them problems, please. Gangama, you can be very intense, so therefore we have to. Yeah, I have to see. So we will come to the last questions. Question of Vrinda Devi. Please speak loud, Vrinda Devi. So
I remember when I was smaller, you were always giving me very relevant advice. You could see who I really am. And many things I couldn't really understand how relevant they were to me. And now I'm starting to understand. And once I remember you talking to me about loyalty to Srila Prabhupada.
When you were just young, yes, young school, good. Then I saw Vrinda Devi, always a song came to my mind. Good morning, little Miss School Girl. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Loyalty is a quality which is kept in high esteem in the Vedic civilization. There are, for instance, Vedic schools which teach different meters. In 5 minutes they have finished cooking. Good. It's already a little better since you were there. I remember in the Vedic schools they teach you a certain way to pronounce the Rig Veda. By pronouncing the Rig Vedas, the mantras of the Vedic times, actual objective changes in nature are created. You have to, however, have the right rhythm. We know one South Indian rhythm, Chintamani Prakara Satma Sukha Babriksha Laksha Briteshu Surabira Bipalayantam. It's a certain rhythm. It even has a certain name. Some rhythms are like called the hopping of a frog. They're irregular. But others are regular, and they are, called to be the movements of a snake who is very regular in its winding. So you learn to chant the Vedic mantras with certain rhythms. And if you keep the rhythms intact, then the mantras can work on you and on your heart. If, for instance, a student goes from one school of rhythm to another school, he is considered unloyal. And it is not seen as a good quality of creativeness. It is seen as a mistake, actually, because now he gets confused in his education and he will not get any result. So in the same way, we should understand that Krishna has brought us in contact with Srila Prabhupada, and we should remain loyal to him, because by this loyalty our education in spiritual life will go in a continuous and consistent way, and not in a confused way. There are, for instance, other Gaudiya preachers who may also have their respective values and help their disciples who are benefiting from their instructions. But we should not go into other schools to learn there, because we are already in a school, and we should not be confused about the Siddhantas and teachings and so on, but go happily about in our school. So loyalty is not only a character, a sign of character. I think we all in the West appreciate a loyal person as a character strong person. It is also a necessity in order to learn. So now we want to see where we are in the world of time. Oh, so long already. I want to make a few practical announcements now. My announcement will be in Croatia we have formed a very interesting Sharanagati editing team which will bring, I'm very much moved, which will bring out little booklets. They will have a meeting with Ishan, who is in charge of the Sharanagati tape ministry, and then they will actually print very interesting books and literature. And also, that's one practical announcement. I will return to Croatia in October for a short visit. We will have, I believe, 25 years of Krishna consciousness in Croatia. We'll make a nice presentation to the press and the television. What? 20. So, 20 official years. And those of you who plan pilgrimages to India, I would request you to, suggest to you. There is the Govardhan retreat, which is a very, very nice way of hearing Krishna Katha at the sacred foothill of Giriraj Govardhan. It's a really nice possibility where you can really make advancement. But you, if you plan to come, you need to register yourself. Other announcements. Please pray for me. I'm health-wise in a very difficult position of my life. It's just so painful at this time to go through life, physical pain. So please be nice, devotees. Keep your health full of Krishna. This will support me very much in my Krishna conscious life. Only for half a year, then I'm all right. Then you can go back again to Maya. But most probably you don't like to go back to Maya at that time. And the Govardhan, yes, I will give a lecture series called The Qualities of Krishna. if you cannot make it and can't come, no problem. Now we have the Sharanagati tape ministry. Everything is on the tape ministry. All right, so I think we will end our little... Ishan, yes? Oh, yeah. Ishan is saying he has MP3, you know, it's 80 lectures on one... Hare Krishna. On one disc. And you can ask Dina Dayal, what is an MP3 player? He can explain it to you. You can get from Ishan. How is the summer camp for you? For me, it is very difficult because of my health and really fighting my way through. But I think starting with tomorrow, it will become easy because Bali is helping me so much. I am almost out of the misery. very nice. Krishna, please forgive me if I cannot inspire you with so much liveliness. Please be merciful to me. I'm really fighting these days. Oof. But it's Krishna's mercy. I'm a tough guy. He needs to fight. If I don't learn in any other way. So, Hare Krishna. All the best. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kunya Bihari ki jai. Go Premanandi. Hare Hare Bol.